She got Joey Boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
Having the question, man. Having a dialogue. A lot of parents are calling in. Why wouldn't you want your child to follow in your career footsteps? Like, what do you do for a living that you don't want your child to do? I jumped up on the board and saying, I don't know if I want my kid to do radio because it's getting tougher and tougher to keep a gig in radio. We have friends in the industry losing their jobs left and right as it's tough, man. You got to be ready to relocate real quick, and sometimes it's the other side of the country. Sometimes it's a smaller market, and I know that I put in my work in radio, and I've traveled from big markets. Like, I got to do L.A., I got to do Chicago, but I had to go to smaller markets like Oxnard to make sure I paid bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious, before you had JoJo, if you really would have wanted him to do radio, or did it not matter to you? Because I obviously know my child will be an athlete and I'll push them to sports.
Oh, no.
So you're not the father.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But did you think, like, right off rip when you knew you were going to have a kid, I dream that they would do radio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that, to be honest.
Well, I've always wanted to do radio. It's been my dream since I was 14 years old. So when I had a child, I was like, oh, he's going to be the greatest on radio ever because he would grow up in it. But I think he likes radio, but it's not his passion, I can tell.
Yeah, he couldn't be more opposite. He's just so chill and quiet. Yep. He doesn't party, you know, like.
Such a disappointment.
Come on, Joe. I have dinner with Joe once a week. He lives with me full time, and I always just take the temperature. Like, where are we at in life? What are we doing? I just think JoJo is content to be married one day, have a beautiful wife, kids, have a good paying job, have some toys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have like a little boat and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. JoJo doesn't want to be in the spotlight and all that stuff. He doesn't want to do that stuff, man. So
pick some shoes and start stepping in general, Mr. Footstep. Do anything.
So we have Anthony on hold. He says, this is the worst job for your son. If you have a boy, he said, this is the worst one that follow in the footsteps. Anthony, hit us off. What do you do for a living?
I'm a cop.
You're a cop.
Oh, okay,
well, that makes sense. All right. Is it because it's like just a dangerous kind of profession?
Yeah, it's very dangerous. And my father missed a lot of my graduations, proms, things of that sort.
Uh-huh.
It's a very stressful job.
Right.
You know, you often end up drinking a lot, you know, and it's just stressful, man, to see the things that you see every day on a daily basis.
Right.
You know, when you see a little child just being abused by his mother or something of that sort, it's something that I wouldn't want to put anybody through. It weighs on me a lot.
How old's your kid?
He's 14.
14.
Mm.
Okay.
Kind of around that age where he can make the decision of what he wants to do.
Yeah, he already, you know, he wants to join the academy. He loves what I do. You know, it's all about good guys.
Right.
But he doesn't really know, you know, the extent of what my job really goes to.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, it's better that he's on that side of the fence. I mean, it could be the opposite.
True.
He could be, I don't know, man, the robber. He wants to be the cop. So, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he looks up to you.
Yeah, but it's not as glamorous as you think it is. You know, I don't have the lights flashing, chasing people and arresting them, you know, more get away than get caught.
Mm.
Okay.
Gotcha.
What about your family history? Was any of your parents officers?
Yeah, my father, he was a sergeant on the force. And, I hardly saw him in the house. You know, he was always working 24/7, and he became a detective. And, you know, his job occupied more time than his family. So I really want to be there for my son. And then, you know, even with my father and my mother, there was a lot of cheating, you know. So he wasn't really there for my mother as well.
What about you? Are you still with your wife?
Actually, we're about to get divorced.
Oh, and is it because of your occupation?
Yeah, I would say it is. She needs me more, but I, you know, the job needs me. And it's really a decision that she's trying to make me choose. Is it the job or is it me? It's kind of addicting. You know, I do miss my family, but it's the adrenaline of just being on the job, being around fellow coworkers, but you miss the opportunity of being at home as well.
What would you want your son to be? Like the Phoenix Suns gorilla? Do you want him to be a magician? Like, what's an opposite of a cop? What would you like your son to be?
I would love him to, you know, concentrate on sports. He's a great point guard. He plays D1. He loves basketball.
You know?
And I really want him to focus on that. You know, if you want to be in law enforcement, there's so many other things that you can do. You can be a forensic. You can work in forensics.
A desk job.
Yeah, he's going to do paperwork.
Yeah. Hey, take this to the lab. Okay. Just not on the streets. And yeah.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Sounds like you sound stressed out. It sounds like you need a hug right now, bro.
Uh-huh.
Be honest with you. I have about 5 family members that are cops. And when my son Jojo, he's 21 now, he wanted to be a cop. I think they all told him, or maybe you want to do something else. And they're cops. And they all told me, like, maybe a fireman, maybe the fire department. But cops are not very liked nowadays. So I'm sure you see that when you're patrolling.
We have to be very particular how we arrest a person, make sure that we don't overly use too much physical force. But if somebody's coming at you for physical force, we have to give it back. Well, we have to maintain how much physical force that we can use,
right.
You know?
It would be a shame if that body cam turned off, huh?
Oh, no.
Oh,
rats. The batteries are out.
Convenient.
Hey, you, come here.
You can't spray paint the body cam.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. I feel like probably a lot of cops, unfortunately, probably agree. They don't want their kids to be a cop themselves, man.
Even firefighters or anyone doing, like, first responder stuff.
But we need firefighters.
I know.
We need cops. All right. Appreciate you sharing that, my guy. Appreciate you, man. Be safe out there.
Thanks a lot.
All right, man.